Hey, Tiny. Of course I'm talking to you. Who else is as small as you? Get over here. What were you doing walking away from me like that? You know the drill, right? Every time you see me in the hallway, whether it's before school, between classes, or like now when school is finished, you have to come over and see me, so I can pat my tiny little puppy on the head. I don't care if you find it humiliating. Those are my rules. You bring your cute little face close to me every time you see me, or I'll have to collar and leash you again, like I did before. Maybe I should do that anyway. You look so cute with a collar. Then, if you don't want me to leash you again, obey your owner. Or my training might have to involve more severe punishments for bad behavior. Now come closer so I can pet my tiny little puppy on the head. There you go. Now doesn't that feel better? And besides, I think it's adorable. Calling you tiny isn't an insult. It's the same as calling you cute. Well, well. What have we here? You've dropped your face, and are turning bright red. Look at me, Tiny. I said, look at me. That's better. Your sweet little face is so adorable. When you're this flustered, after I compliment you, it makes me want to pat your head again. That feels better. No, you can't go home yet. I haven't released you. Just stand still a bit longer while I continue to stare at your cute face and tell you how good you're being for me. What? What do you mean you're hungry? Why would you be hungry now? Why, didn't you eat lunch? They did what? They just took it from you in the cafeteria? Now show me who did this to you. Show me right now. Where are they? Is that the one? Okay. Stay close to me, little puppy. Hey, you there. Yes, you. Are you the one that took my little puppy's lunch today? I didn't give you permission to laugh at me, calling him my little puppy. And I definitely did not give you permission to call him that. I can call my little puppy whatever I want, because he's mine. Got it. He's not yours to do with as you will. He's mine. Now, as I have you pinned to the wall with my hand on your throat, do you want to understand exactly where you stand with me? Because the next time I hear about you hurting my little puppy in any way, there will be very real, very public consequences. Got it? Now, go ahead and try to break free. I want you to fully grasp the situation you've gotten yourself into. Realizing yet just how stupid it is to mess with me. Good. Now move. You heard me. Get out of my sight. Okay, he's gone. Now, little puppy, if anybody ever does something like that to you again, you come straight to me, okay? It's okay. You don't have to thank me. You're mine and I... Wait. What did you just call me? Oh, no, 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 no. You don't get Tony just yet. You just said, thank you, Mommy. Didn't you? Stop trying to escape my grip. Stand still. That's better. Nobody's in this classroom. Get in here. Nobody else is around. Now, admit it. You just called me Mommy, didn't you? Hey, don't look down and don't go silent. Look into my eyes and answer me. Why did you call me Mommy? Hey, what the... You're hugging me. Oh, don't cry, little one. Hey, no, it's alright. I've got you. These aren't tears of fright. They're tears of appreciation, aren't they? You don't have to speak. I think I understand. You know what? Go ahead and cry. Cry into my chest as you hold me. Everything's going to be okay. My sweet baby. That's right. I said, sweet baby. You're not a puppy anymore. I'm not your owner. I'm your mommy, right? So, hold on to me as long as you need. Whatever my baby wants, that's what my baby gets. Shh. Shh, 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 shh. There, baby. Go ahead, let it out. I've got you. I'll always have you. Are you feeling better? Good. Then let me wipe your tears with my sleeve. There. That's better. And even a smile for Mommy. That's my good boy. Okay. Now come on, come with me, come on, take my hand, baby, you're coming home with me tonight. No, you said you were hungry, and you haven't eaten in too long. You'll have to spend an hour on the train to get back to your house. My home is much closer. Feed you, and then you're going to spend the night with me so I can care for you and make you feel protected. Oh, thank you for the hug, baby. But you're hungry. We should go. Take my hand. said, I won't call you puppy anymore. Well, it might slip out every now and then. You're still adorably cute.